Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. We're here for another episode. Ashley Iaconetti, the wonderful, the talented, the spunky. How was your holiday weekend?
It was wonderful. We just went over to a friend's house. She had the most
cute Instagram-worthy spread. It was in Arlington, Virginia, so we got to see the fireworks from her rooftop, which was really cool. And I mean, like the national fireworks, which is really awesome. I've only seen them a couple times, even though like I've grown up in Virginia. I've only like gone to see the DC fireworks a couple times because, you know, it's crazy to get like in there and all that. And like other than that, pretty relaxing. Lay by the pool. Lois floated out on the pool with Jared, which is really cute. But that's about it. What about you?
Well, I am back in Indiana on the lake. Winona Lake, Indiana, represent. I'm here right now looking out at the lake. And I just came off the boat to do this podcast. So that's something. Now,
so we're sorry.
Jessica's family came in. So her parents both came in. They did that last year. And then Jessica's here still. They left. My parents. So we did 3 full days together. It was a blast. Like, we had an amazing time. Winona Lake really does 4th of July in a big way. It's kind of, so a lot of families around here call it like their designated Christmas, because kids go off and do different things. They don't want to come back to Indiana for the winter. And so this is where like families get together. They do their big dinners. They do like all, like the kids come in. Here's the crazy part. And this has no, I really don't want this to come off judgmental. But I'm a huge fan of fireworks. I just love lighting a firework and seeing it explode, seeing the colors, seeing what's going to do. It's always a surprise. There's like just a, like a mystery to it and a like a power to it. It's a great thing, right? To do. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. I don't understand the idea of fireworks. So for example, our neighbor here on the lake, lives a couple houses down. He bought $10,000 worth of fireworks. An incredible show that he put on. An incredible show. I mean, it's beautiful, and the whole neighborhood gets together to watch it. But I just feel...
So like, it feels like professional fireworks, like when you go to like somewhere that the town puts on.
Oh, easily. I mean, yeah, you would never know.
Are there what's the difference between firecrackers and fireworks? Again, like fireworks are the big ones, and then firecrackers are the little things you buy at the stands.
Yeah, yeah. Firecrackers are the things that like Jessica lights off. That's
but
how
he's
I think
allowed
of it.
To buy fireworks in Indiana.
Oh yeah, we do. I mean,
I think it depends on the state.
Yeah, it depends on the state. Oh, we have. I mean, the whole lake is full of them at night during the 4th. So yes, that's you can cool. definitely buy them here. But nothing really says like America, like $10,000 going up in flames in like 25 minutes. You know,
oh my gosh, it just feels wild.
It just feels wild in every sort of the way. Now again, there's not like. It's a really incredible thing to watch. But then when you're done, you're like, whoa, like that was just a lot of money up in the air. Like, it's just a weird time.
That would okay. Whatever you want to spend your money on, I guess.
Hey, why not? Well, hey, it was a good holiday weekend. The weather's nice in Indiana, but we did take some time to sit down with all of you to talk about this week's episode of The Bachelorette. It continues to be a great season. Katie continues to be a terrific bachelorette. We're here to break it down for you right now. But before we do, we want to wish you all a great holiday weekend, a great week. But we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with Almost Famous Podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do... it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, guys, it is time to recap episode 5 of Katie's season. All righty. Well, this is actually like a really simple step-by-step episode. Very classic. We had our one-on-one, we had our group date, we had another one-on-one, and we had a rose ceremony. And really, there wasn't a ton of drama. The biggest, you know, topic number one is definitely Blake coming in. I liked the way that they started out with Caitlin taking a walk and being like, so how was it when Nick came on? And just having that relatability factor and having Caitlin there for her, that made a lot of sense. I like that. And then I liked the fact that Tayshia came in and kind of like previewed what was going to happen to the guys by saying like, I know this guy, like I trust him. I hope. And like, I'm vouching for him here. So like, I think that was kind of her way of saying like, let's not make this so dramatic right now. And the guys really like, they didn't really freak out. I think they kind of obeyed what she wanted.
Yeah. I found this is an interesting part. And tell me if I'm crazy, Ashley, but Blake walks in. You would expect the guys to be shocked, every one of them to be shocked.
They were very prepared by what Tayshia said, I think.
I think they were very prepared. I don't think they were happy about it, but this would be a moment as like a bachelorette and bachelor that you're really seeing how, like you're judging how people react. You're kind of watching and seeing, okay, who here seems like overly angry? Who here seems just like completely like jealous? Who here isn't happy about it? Like nobody's happy that anybody else is there, but they're handling it. Like this is one of those controversial pivot points that we talk about every season that I feel like she was probably watching who, like how did people handle it now? And we knew this was going to happen. And I'm glad it did. I don't think it was good for the guys. But for him to then get a one-on-one before somebody else, like that would have probably disappointed me personally if I was one of those guys. I would have just been like a little bummed.
Do you remember what happened with Nick on Caitlin's season? When did he get his first one-on-one?
Well, it was a different story with Nick. Because
doesn't it feel so much different?
A little bit. But we also found out when Nick came in, I forget how exactly, so don't quiz me on it, but I do remember knowing that Nick and Caitlin had talked before and had probably seen each other like within the last couple weeks. And so we knew that Nick and Caitlin had a history of some kind. We didn't know the extent, we didn't know how much they had talked, but we knew they had some history when he came on. And so it was less of a just one more guy thing to more of a, oh my gosh, like he's going to walk in and sweep this thing away. Like we're all done. Like they were dating before the show. This has all been one big setup. Now we find out it wasn't like, but that was going through our minds at the time. That's what all the guys behind the scenes were talking about. Like, hey, did we just get totally like set up here? Now we obviously didn't, and it didn't play out like that.
Yeah. So Blake gets the one-on-one. And I think it went exactly how we assumed it would go.
Yeah.
Really well. You know, they proved to be pretty compatible. And she said, like, she can imagine walking out of this thing with him, which is pretty huge. And I can see it too. Like, I think, like, Blake went to top three in that date.
Can we talk about something for a moment that wasn't brought up? And it could just be my insecurities, but I had watched 2 full seasons. As soon as I started to get asked, hey, are you interested in being on the show? I started to watch as many seasons as I could on television. And you and I have both admitted that when you show up and you meet the Bachelorette or Bachelor, they in a lot of ways feel like a celebrity. You're nervous. You've seen them on TV. You've seen them on the cover of magazines, and now you're there in front of them. And for a short period of time, you're very kind of starstruck in a way. Totally. Yeah. Is there any of that going on with Katie meeting Blake? Like, she had watched him on television. She had watched his season. Now, she has already been on, but then, you know, he kind of comes in and she already knows a bit about him. Like, is there an infatuation with, oh, I've watched you on TV? Could that be playing into this?
Yeah, no, like, I get it. But like, Katie is also on the same like level, if not higher. Like, yeah, if we're going to like make it like that, like, she's the star here. So like, does the star really get starstruck by the supporting character?
Yes.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Ashley, I've told you this. I was starstruck when I met you. You know this. Like, when I met you, you know. Yeah. This. Well, the first time I met you, and I was already announced The Bachelor, or at least I was knowing I was going to become The Bachelor. Like, they had already kind of told me. I met you the first time. I remember that day, and I go, I've watched her on television. Like, I know. Yeah. This human. Like, it's just a thing. Like, I don't think there's like a hierarchy. Okay. Here.
Okay. Okay. So two different ways of seeing it. I don't know that that's really playing a role here. I think there is a benefit to there being, like a familiarity.
Yeah. Just kind of roll the R and L and then just keep going. Yeah.
With this person, like, you feel like you already kind of know them, which I feel like makes conversation easier because you can kind of use what you already know.
Fair enough. And there was just like I felt like there was a calmness to their first interaction. I felt like there was a calmness to this date. I think they both knew how to date on this show. I think that has an advantage. Like,
that's also what I mean when it gives a familiarity. It's just like an ease.
There's an ease.
Because of the experience.
Yeah. How far did he go on Tayshia's season?
Pretty far. I think he was top 5.
Okay.
Which is wild. It's funny. He's like, I haven't felt this way in the longest time. I'm like, so you didn't feel that way about Tayshia. And you didn't feel that way about Claire, even though you said it. I think it's also kind of crazy that it keeps saying that he was like done this twice before. It's like, no, he didn't. He was on a season where the lead dropped out. He was on one season before, not two. Let's not make it seem like that.
I do think, I mean, from what I'm watching on television, I mean, the biggest controversy with Blake is going to be, I mean, I don't know what he's done in his personal life, but it's going to be, oh, you're just out to date The Bachelorette. That's going to be the thing that everybody's talking about. Now, I don't really buy that because I think this is a good opportunity. I think The Bachelorettes are always incredible people. And so, of course, you would want to date them. And if you get the opportunity, like, go for it. You're single. Give it a shot. I just also, and I'm assuming this, I don't know Blake at all. Never met him.
We did interview him.
Well, that's it. But I feel like he's a hopeless romantic. I feel like it's easy for him to become very interested in somebody because he wants to like fall in love. Now, is he going to? I don't know. But I think that's why you probably see him going, oh my gosh, I really like Claire. Oh my gosh, I really like Tayshia. Oh my gosh, I really like Katie. Like, I don't think that's hard for him to get to. I think he's probably in it most times when he meets somebody as incredible as those three.
Yeah. And also, let's remind everyone that he also slid into Claire's DMs before the show. Ooh. He's just a little DM slider.
Hey, there you go. So was I. That's how my fiance. He was actually eliminated 7th. Yeah. 7th. Yeah. Okay.
7th. Okay. Well, anything else to say about that? Well, I think we should point out that Katie did bring up her sexual assault history again, one-on-one with Blake. She brought it up during the group date with Nick. I think it's just important that like all these guys know about that.
And I think what an incredible thing for Katie to do, to know it's bringing awareness to something that so many have to suffer through and are healing from. And she took this opportunity to do it. And I mean, I think the amount of conversations around it, and then also the promotion of RAIN and some of the organizations that people can support who are going out to help, is really incredible. I mean, I hope she falls in love. I hope this is a great love story. If that doesn't work out, a huge win for this season and for Katie's kind of legacy on The Bachelorette is to bring these conversations to a head so that we can start having them again.
I think that the fact that she brings up that she wanted to pursue a relationship and she went after that guy so intensely afterward is a part of the story that is probably relatable to a lot of women. And that's something that nobody talks about.
Yeah.
Just so that she like had a different sense about the experience. But
well, she's and you know, I've really enjoyed watching Katie. I think the way she's navigated this thing, not perfectly, but who does? But just it's been really, I'm really engaged in her season and kind of how she's navigating it and how she's dealing with these conversations and what she's bringing to light and who she's choosing and who she's not choosing. So Katie's done extremely well. And then, you know, we see the end of this date. Are you shocked at all that Blake gets a rose? I'm assuming not. And you just made this comment. You think he's jumped up to top three. Wow.
Yeah. Because I think like top four is Greg, Andrew, Blake, and Michael.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Connor B was up there for me. He's definitely dropped down. Yeah.
He's dropped. I don't think she's that attracted to him.
Yeah, I think he's dropped. He had a great first impression, but we've kind of seen how that first impression can fade. And so I'm with you. I'm looking at these names right now.
There's one like that every season.
There is. It happens. And so we've gotten to see these other stories kind of be highlighted. Well, then we have a group date. After Blake gets the rose, we have a group date. And it has Greg, Courtney, Aaron, Mike P., Michael A., Andrew M., Josh, Justin, Brendan, James, Connor B., Trey, and Hunter. That is a big group of people. How do we have this many people still left?
Well, a lot of them we don't really know. And I do feel like this rose ceremony cut out a lot of the guys that we didn't have any sort of attachment to.
Yeah.
This was one of those athletic group dates, which we all, you know, someone always gets hurt. The big takeaway here during this is that Hunter is like crazy aggressive and he like thinks he's impressing Katie by like tackling these guys and annoying them. And then Michael gets hurt. And Katie calls the game, and she brought up the point that if Michael had to go to the hospital, he would have been debubbled, right? He would have been taken out of the bubble and then not allowed back in.
Oh,
how crazy is that? I didn't think about that at all.
A whole new element to this experience is like you can't get hurt, which surprises me that the show is so willing to put. I mean, we've had a couple dates so far that people definitely could have got hurt at. Like, I'm shocked that somebody hasn't got seriously injured at them. Wrestling, this. I mean, you have grown humans going full speed at each other, some, to, like, destroy the other person. Like, I mean, I'm surprised this show's taking that risk, but I guess it does add a dramatic element. But if Michael would have gone home, I honestly think Bachelor Nation just completely, like, erupts. Like, they are so angry. He has to, if he's not with Katie, he has to be considered for the next Bachelor.
I need to watch him. Everything stops.
Everything. Everything.
When he's on screen, I'm like, oh, okay, this is, we got to focus in. He's so captivating and just the sweetest. And that was another, like, takeaway from this group date is that he kind of reveals to all the guys, he confided in a few earlier in the season, that he's a widow. And oh, the emotional reaction from these guys. Greg really, really, really hit him, started crying. They're just like, he's so happy. He's like so positive. And you would just never know that this guy was going, that he went through this. And I love him. I don't know. He's just the sweetest thing. And yeah.
Do you think, here's my question though. So we obviously see Wells and Franco as the commentators for this date. Do you think Franco just like quarantines for the whole entire season? Like, is he on set the whole time? Because this is a couple times we've seen him, not just this season, but like he pops up, you know, he does hosts a couple dates. Do you think he's just hanging out?
No, it's only been one date a season.
Well, sure, but two completely different dates. I just wonder, I mean, if he pops up again this season, we got to get him on the podcast. I got to ask him how much time he spends on set. I mean, it has to be weeks.
What was the other date that he did?
Well, wasn't it last year? Didn't he dress up people?
No, okay. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if he comes up again.
He's on call.
Yeah, he's on call. Why not? I mean, he shows up. They did great. Wells and Franco, hilarious. They do really well together. I'm with you, Ash. I don't have a problem with this date as much as I do, like, just straight out wrestling. I would have probably semi-enjoyed being a part of this date just from the athletic side of it and the competition side. But there's really no good way. The worst part of this date is there's just no good way to, like, show your true character. I mean, I guess kind of Hunter did. I guess that was a good, yeah, we saw his true character. But it's just hard. You kind of either get lost in the mix, and it just doesn't feel like the dates that we love. I would definitely rather have the Nick File, like, sit down talk than I would this one.
Same. And even last week's scavenger hunt or whatever that was. I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand Katie's thing with Hunter. I don't get, I mean, like, it seems like he, you know, she looked at pictures of him with his kids.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, like, there's such a light around you. Like, you look like a whole different person. But, like, I don't feel any chemistry there. For her to give him the group date rose is interesting. Well, how did you deal with group date roses? Because, like, obviously we know that the same person's not going to get it every single week. You know, it's all an alternating thing. You know, they were talking about how important that group date was and how it was like a first impression rose. I'm like, no, it isn't, guys. Whoever stood out this week who didn't stand out the week before.
I'll give you a little secret.
Okay.
How I gave group date roses was this. There was obviously an attraction. There was, like, it wasn't just, hey, I'm going to give this to this person for no reason. But there was a little strategy to it, because one of my biggest fears was that everybody would leave at some point because they just felt like, oh, this isn't worth it for me anymore. Like, he's not into it. He's gone. So I tried to spread them out.
Kind of like reassuring roses,
yeah,
I feel like,
that's
right?
A better word to, like, say it. Yes. Yes.
They're not roses that mean something for sure. I think it's more like you stood out to me today type rose,
yes,
rather than like a you stand out to me amongst the crowd all the time rose.
I would not look too far. If I'm a viewer, I'm not watching this going, he got the group date rose, that means he's like top three. It's just saying, hey, this week she knows. She wants to get to know a little bit more about him so he can be around next week. Like, there's not a question that she wants him here. And so I'm going to give this to him just so, like, he knows that, like, I'm still into it. Like, that's all I see in it. There is not at all the first impression rose type weight to it. And, but I will say, on Caitlin's season, when I got a group day rose, and I can't remember how many I got, I think maybe two, it's a good feeling. Like, it definitely, like, energizes you. It gives you a little confidence. It validates kind of what you're feeling and thinking. And so I think they're impactful. I just don't think they're extremely meaningful. Well, Ashley, I want to hear your thoughts, because I know you and I both are big fans of Michael. And we're both fans of Katie and Michael's relationship. Well, Michael's moment with Katie on this group date is something spectacular. I mean, when she's caring for him, but the comment that he makes, oh, such a smooth line. I don't see him as a smooth dude, but such a smooth line. Like, can I kiss you? And then she comes back with an incredible response. You can kiss me anytime.
You kiss me all you want.
All you want. You can kiss me all you want. I mean, what a moment. What a moment for their relationship.
So cute. Who would have thought?
I don't know.
I didn't think at all. The first week, I was like, no.
Underdog.
This guy's a little nerd.
Absolutely.
But that's
beautiful.
Why we love him.
That's why we love him. But that was a big moment for me. I was like, this guy's definitely up there. Like, he's not, I mean, I've always known he's top three, but, like, this could be something special. Like, she is into it.
He's getting more studly as time goes on, too. Like, he's getting hotter.
Isn't that weird how that happens? We just talked about, like, first impression roses kind of fade, or first impressions, like, kind of disappear for whatever reason. But the one that kind of sneaks up on you in the first couple of weeks, you're like, I don't really notice him. And then all of a sudden you're like, or her, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, they're like, they are something. It's kind of Michael's story.
I know. Another thing just to mention about Well, I guess this is the group date. Aaron is so annoying.
Yeah, is he getting there for you?
Yes. Every week he's like, I don't like that guy. He's like, something about that guy. I don't like that guy. It's like, you have said that about five different people and you change it and you have a different person you don't like every single week. That's all I have to say about that. All right. As far as the group date, oh, Greg, we got to talk about Greg, I guess. Greg's like, after seeing Michael and Michael talking about how like each moment of your life, like, is so precious and you can't like waste any time. He's like, okay, I'm really going to step it up with Katie tonight. I don't know that he like really steps it up, but she tells him that he looks like a little lost puppy dog and has like a resting sad face. Mm. And Greg just says that, you know, he's just so crazy about her. And he's going to keep waiting because she's worth it. And Katie said that one of her biggest fears is that Greg would want to leave. So I wonder if that's a little foreshadowing because we see in the super tease.
Yeah.
That somebody leaves.
Mm-hmm.
My actual gut instinct is that it's Michael because we see him on FaceTime with his kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, the kid says the saddest thing. Something like, sometimes I think you don't like want to see me anymore or something like that. But I guess like possibly it could be Greg also leaving. I don't know.
It's somebody that tears at the heartstrings. Yeah, it's somebody big. Like somebody big makes that move out. And I think a lot of what we're seeing in the teases come from that moment where she's like, I'm done. Like this doesn't feel worth it. Yeah. This isn't, you know.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I think it has to come from there. Well, Ashley, before we move on here, there's two people that I'm surprised we don't know more. I'm not shocked about one. James is one of these people.
Who?
James, exactly. Oh, okay. The guy in the box. I thought we would see more of him, but we don't know a lot about him. The second one, though, is one that I really thought was going to be a standout this season. And I'm a little bit saddened that we haven't learned more about him. I think we learned some, but it's Courtney with a Q. We don't know a lot about Courtney yet, and I feel...
Well, he's gone now.
Exactly, and that's shocking because he in, like, week one was, I believe, like, one of our favorites. Like, what happened?
He's cool. He's, like, got a cool, suave vibe. I do think that he got a little bit into the drama.
Okay.
But other than that, like, I just think there was, like, a lack of chemistry there.
Yeah.
And who was the other person you said?
James.
James's hair is too slicked.
Yeah. It's hard to do.
If he had some, like, if his hair was a little less hard,
yeah,
I would think he'd be getting more screen time.
Yeah, I haven't washed my hair in, I don't know, over a week at this point. I've been on the lake. I want to see James in the lake. Like, I want to see him a week without washing his hair, no slick back, like, hat on, and just see how the vibe changes.
Yeah, I agree. I think I really like him. I think he's cool. I think that he looks like a little bit too swabbed up too often.
Yeah, I don't know if that's Katie's style either. She kind of, yeah,
exactly. Nope. She likes a Blake. She likes a guy who looks like he's like working in the national park.
That's right. Good for her. Well, hey, we have a second one-on-one, but before we get there, let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to break down the second one-on-one of this episode. It's something special. We got to talk about it. And we'll be back with the Almost Famous Podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right. Hey, Ben, do you know what really stressed me out about this date?
Oh, what? I always like this moment. What is it?
It started when it was dark, and that always freaks me out because that means they're going to be up to like 4 a.m.
Oh, I mean, come on. I mean, how many people out there would enjoy dating at exactly. starting at like what? I mean, it had to be it probably. I mean, this. Yeah. 9 or 10 o'clock. Like when the sun went down, like it was dark.
And knowing that the dates, like one-on-ones on The Bachelor, like not on Bachelor in Paradise, but on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, like always last at least 6 hours. So that means like at 9, you're starting something that you know is going to last 6 hours. And you have to be totally on and your very best self.
Yeah.
And you, like, they walked into that dinner portion. I'm not even kidding you. It must have been 2 a.m.
Oh, I mean, just rough. Just rough.
So rough. This is why this is a show for young people.
Oh, Ash. Okay, so what did you think? Where is Andrew and Katie's chemistry at?
I think that she like really likes. I feel like there's not a lot of chemistry. I'll say that. I think she really likes him, but I don't know if there's like a magic factor here. I like the date. This is the kind of date that you all know that I like because, you know, there's envelopes that have fun little questions. You get to get to know little nuances about the person. And then they like smash the hearts and there was like deeper conversation topics. I love that stuff because The Bachelor, like we've said it a zillion times on this podcast over the past 4 years, but like when you're sitting there and it's like dead silent, like you have no background music, no background speaking. It's not like a regular date. It can be like really hard to just like grab conversation topics and it for not to seem super random. So I think that when they give them little envelopes like this, it really helps ease things. And again, we get to know more about the contestant and their chemistry. I just don't know whether like there's like this hotness between them that like she had obviously with Blake on that one-on-one.
Yeah, but here's the thing that we have to bring up.
But I like Andrew a lot.
Well, we like Andrew, and he's a great, like, from what we watch on television, he's a great dude. And typically, this is the week or next week that we see the one-on-one of somebody who goes either really far or ends up with him or her at the end.
Oh, really?
I mean, 4 and 5, yeah, this is the first one-on-one. Like, that's, I mean, they usually save kind of the favorite, right, for that like ending storyline where all of a sudden week 4 and 5 they erupt and they kind of finish strong and we get really invested in their story. But here's what I'll say is I was thinking this was going to happen with Andrew this week and I didn't feel like it like erupted. Like I don't feel like their storyline is one that I'm like super involved in. I was expecting a more of a chemistry than what I felt I saw. Does that make sense?
Yes. He's the guy. To me, in my head, he's the top four guy who gets really far because he makes a lot of sense. They have a lot of similarities, especially with their parents. You know, they both come from, like, their parents both didn't have the happiest of marriages. Andrew talks a lot about how his dad wasn't that present, and he wants to be the exact opposite of that when he's older, which I think is, you know, every girl loves hearing about how the guy projects to be a father one day, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so yeah, like I think there's like a lot of similarities in the way that in their background. in the way that they see their futures. I just think that he's like the top four guy that like she wants to just love so much, but like the passion isn't there as it is with a couple others. We'll see. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Who knows?
You might not be. And I mean, we do see some really good conversations come out of this where they aren't afraid to dive deep and they aren't afraid to laugh, but they also do start to have conversations for the future. You know, Andrew shares about his concerns because in a past relationship, somebody said they were concerned about having mixed children. And Katie sits there with that and supports and hears. And so you do see these conversations happening where they are talking about, like, what does the future look like? And, mm-hmm. you know, where what could we become if this was us at the end? And so as much as we're not feeling maybe the chemistry, what I am seeing is they've had throughout this whole process some of the most important conversations that can prep them for the future. So maybe. Yeah.
We shall see. We shall see. There's that one clip at the end in the Super Tease that they use multiple times where she yells, Andrew, and then she runs into his arms as if he was departing. And then she just had to say one last goodbye.
Mm.
Again, maybe I'm overanalyzing.
It's always the most fun of this anyways.
Shall we speak about the rose ceremony?
Yeah, this is the rose ceremony that I always say week four, week five is when I started to get invested in the show again. And I'm back now because we're starting to get rid of a couple more guys that we haven't gotten to know too well and that haven't been a huge part of the storyline. But the rose ceremony, just in its start with the rose being passed out, it started with Katie's entrance into the evening.
Yeah, she looked awesome. That red dress with like the chains. I think all the guys were very into that. I think the biggest storyline here was that Hunter pulls Katie aside for a chat, even though he has a rose, which we see this all the time. When I was in the house, I wasn't sure how I feel about it. I still am kind of torn about it. I still feel like this is the kind of process where you have to take advantage of all the time that you can get. Are you supposed to look out for others? Oh, I don't really know. But then, and at the same time, while I say that, I do feel like those people who have roses going to the rose ceremony should at least give like the more time and the earlier time slots to people who don't have one. What do you think?
I mean, it doesn't really bother me either way.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have like strong feelings, but like I could see both sides.
But Ashley, tell me this. Listeners, tell me this. At what point in any season that you've watched in the 20 years that this show has been going, that when there is the take too much time guy or girl, it's ever ended well for them? Like it's like that is the start of a storyline for Hunter that will just continue to get worse, I think, the next few weeks. And the reason I say that, the reason I hint to that is because I cannot remember one man or one woman on this show who has been the, hey, I have a rose, but I'm going to take more time than necessary. And it's ended well for them long term.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, like he brings her over to the telescope and then he also wants to have like couch time with her. And even though he's had the telescope time and the couch time, he still tells James to back away. And I'm like, no, it would have been way more attractive if you were like, go ahead. Yeah, dude, you go for it.
And does Katie seem that into it at this point?
No.
Yeah, okay.
She's not that into it. I think she wanted to talk to James because she even said, like, I appreciate you trying to come over and grab me.
Yeah. So at this point, I feel like as a viewer, I'm watching this going, I don't think Katie is, even if she gave him the group date rose, I think she's starting to feel like, wait, there's something. Nah,
yeah, she even said you have a rose, so you should feel good.
Yeah, like give me a break here. I have a lot of people to meet, and as much as I love spending time with you, I also really like spending time with the others. So, yeah. Hunter, back off.
Yeah. So who gets eliminated in this episode? The guys who don't get a rose this episode is Courtney, Josh, and Andrew M. So like I know who Josh and Andrew M are, and of course I know who Courtney is, but none of them really played a huge role, and I think that they were the obvious cuts this week.
Yeah, and I feel like James is definitely a cut next week. I have a feeling that Hunter will be a cut next week.
Yeah.
Aaron, I think, will be gone.
Who's Iceman? I say Iceman because we watched Top Gun this weekend. Who's the guy who looks like Val Kilmer in the 80s?
I don't know.
Is it Brendan? Yeah. Brendan. Come on, Ben, please look. I'm sending you this picture of this guy, and don't tell me that he doesn't look like he wants to beat Tom Cruise in the air.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, and he's still around somehow. Yeah, that guy's gone too. There's no way he sticks. I mean, like, we haven't heard anything from him.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
The sad part is I'm invested in the season, and when you said the name Brendan, I was like, I don't know who you're talking about. And that's, it's not a good sign, not because I'm an expert, but just because you'd think we would know by now. Well, Ashley, before we move on to the hot topics of the week, so far, A to F, how are you grading Katie's performance as The Bachelorette?
I think I give her an A.
What about this season, A to F?
I feel like it's an A minus. I still am very much enjoying it. It's one of the very few. It's like I have not looked at my phone. I've not been distracted. I've been excited to watch episodes. I like the depth. I like all the personalities we're getting to know.
And we're through hump week now. So now we start going down like into the more like intimate storylines. There the people, you know, we have hometowns coming up. We have fantasy suites coming up. We have the engagement episode coming up. This is starting to get like to the like heart of the season, and I'm pumped for it. I'm in. I think Katie's an A. I think the season's an A. I've really enjoyed it, and it's been good. But like I said, before we start talking about hot topics, we do have something really important to talk about, and that is a sneak peek of the rest of the season that we get after this episode. And Ashley, I know we can overanalyze these. I know we can look too far into them. But this sneak peek gave me a lot of anxiety. It makes me feel like things are not going to go well or easy from here on out.
I know. Wait, I'm looking at our notes for the sneak peek, and there is a couple things that I didn't even pick up on. Apparently, Blake tells Katie he's not in love right now. That's big. Greg asks if he can leave. Mm. I guess I misinterpreted that because when Greg said, can I leave? I felt like he meant, can I leave the room or something right now?
Which would be just as weird if I was like, hey, can I leave like the room right now?
No, that's something we would so say. That's like something you would say to a producer if you're like sitting around and you're like having like, you know, to do like group chat time. You're like, can I go now?
Good point. I guess that's true. But
so that can be taken out of context. We do see more Justin that I think... well, we've seen thus far. Justin is your favorite with the expressions.
Mm-hmm. I think Justin is a highlight of the season. I don't know. He doesn't say a lot, but my oh my, does he speak with his face. And then, I mean, you're skipping over something super important. What? We believe in this sneak peek that we witness Katie telling Mike P that the words, I love
that's
you.
That's silly. That's so silly. That's not to Mike P. Like, there's no way.
You don't think that's to Mike P?
No. I think that's totally to somebody else.
I took it as Mike P.
They make it look like that.
I don't know, Ash. I think there's a lot going on here. It's going to be a fantastic end of the season. And we're going to continue to break down every episode as this season continues.
Ben.
Yeah.
We have to talk about who the last, but she said that you're the last person I ever expected to show up at my door. Who's that?
I have no clue.
I think that's a guy from Home.
They always hint at that. And it never ends up being anything. Like every season. When I was The Bachelor, they were hinting that like some ex-boyfriend was going to show up like multiple times. And he kind of showed up a little bit, but I never met him. Like, I don't know. What do you say? If somebody from your past shows up, I would think at that point you've kind of moved on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't really excite me as much as like the people we're getting to know. I would be shocked if any outsider comes into a season like this and makes that big of a disruption. But it is going to be a good end of the season. There's no doubt about it. Hey, let's take a break. We have hot topics to talk about, and there's a few of them here. We'll be back with the Almost Famous podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
It's time for Bachelor headlines of this week. A lot of them are focused around Katie's season and the contestants on this season and Katie, our Bachelorette. But to start out, the Bachelorette's Blake Moynes reveals what he said in his initial DM to Katie Thurston.
You guys, there are so many F-bombs in these quotes that, like, it's ridiculous. He goes, she came out of that limo on Matt's season with that vibrator. And I was like, yeah, I like what she's about. But it's not the fact that she had an effing vibrator. That's not what I was like, oh, yeah, that's my girl. It's the fact that she had the balls to have fun with it and go with the flow. It was really a simple reach out. As far as the DM goes, it wasn't like, hey, I'm into you. No, it was like, I effing love that you did that. That was effing awesome. Good for you. Yeah. And apparently he felt very comfortable right away as soon as he showed up on the season. And speaking of F-bombs, he said, seeing what Katie was like in person and knowing that we are very similar, I wasn't too nervous to say F-bombs and be a little raunchy and things like that.
Yeah. Well, it's romantic, to say the least. Yeah.
That just like, I don't know. I didn't like that whole quote series. I was just like, not very romantic. Huh?
Yeah, there you go. Well, big story this week in Bachelor Nation about Bachelor contestants applying for the PPP loan, the Paycheck Protection Program. This was on TMZ, released, I think, this article. And I got to admit something. I have very mixed feelings about this.
Me too.
In all honesty, and I was kind of waiting for it to come out, you know, I applied for a PPP loan.
That's so interesting that you're being so honest, because our accountant was like, do you guys want to do this?
Well, you have to think, and I'm not saying this is where I come into this whole conversation with very little judgment, because I don't know any of these bachelor or bachelorette people's financials or what they're doing with their lives. But you got to think, I mean, for me personally, I have 3 restaurants, all of which opened up within a year before the pandemic, and 2 coffee shops. So one of my coffee shops completely shut, like I closed the doors on it. A huge loss to me personally and to the company. We couldn't keep it open. And we, you know, 8 employees of ours no longer had a barista job because of this. And so I applied for a PPP loan because this, we had to, like, in order to keep our other coffee shop open and the restaurants open, we had to, like, that's why, what they're for. Uh-huh. And so I think there was a little bit of, I just don't think it was fair to, like, call everybody out and be like, there's no way you should have been doing this, because you don't make a lot of money being the bachelor or bachelorette. You make a good salary. I'm not saying it's a bad one. But then if you do have, like, restaurants and you're invested into hospitality and the pandemic hits and everything closes for 3 months and you're trying to keep your employees, like, having a job, you had to apply. Because everything you were like, 2020 was a financially like awful year for me. Like everything was going, like, slipping away. Everything I had ever put my money into or my time into felt like it was disappearing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm cautious to overreact to this story because I know my situation.
So you applied for one. Did you get one?
I did. And we went through the steps. I mean, it wasn't hard to do when you show, hey, this is what's happening to me this year. And we have 300 employees and all of our businesses are closed.
Yeah.
Like it didn't feel, I mean, it was morally, it felt like, yeah, that you have to do this. Like you have to get something, because I can't imagine closing two generous coffee shops in the course of 2020. Due to this pandemic, like, we had to get help.
Yeah. I completely agree with your feelings on it. We saw that it was Colton, Tayshia, Dale, Ari, and Lauren. They were the names that, like, were released last week, which I don't know. I do feel like it's just, like, kind of weird to, like, talk about people's money decisions. But Colton and Tayshia both have, you know, Tayshia was hiring an employee, used the money to pay for an employee that was unemployed before her. And then Colton has his cystic fibrosis foundation and the funds went there.
You just got to be, you know, I think there's a lot to this. Now, I don't know everybody, again, I don't know why everybody decided to do this, but the PPP was meant to support and keep small businesses specifically mm-hmm. alive and keep employees working and having some type of salary during this time. If that's why these contestants did it for that reason, then that they followed, you know, what it was meant to do. Now, if they're doing it for personal gains, then that's a different question, right? In a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know that. And I don't think there's enough evidence in the story specifically to really point out why they did what they did. I know people are assuming things and maybe some of the assumptions will be right. But I mean, I was kind of waiting. I was like, you know what? Is my name going to get thrown in here? And then it's going to be one more thing that, like, I'm just, like, kind of sad about. And I'm like, I don't know what else we could have done. Like, I don't know what the other option was.
I mean, yours was all about business. Like, yours was done in a business, Dave, and you have so many employees. Yeah. Our accountant asked if we want to do it. Jared and I were like, I think we're good right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think each individual circumstance is different.
Good for you. I mean, that's you got to think through those. But that story did come out. It spread everywhere. And I know there was a lot of, like, and again, some of these people might have been doing it for the wrong reasons. But there we go. Well, Colton Underwood comes out with a nude photo shoot this week. Ashley, what was it about and what was going on?
It's not, like, I don't know how to just, like, I basically, like, with a photo shoot, if you want to know more about it, go look at the pictures. They are very easily found. You can see him. He's got nothing on and he's got a leather jacket hiding his bare crotch and he's showing off his abs. He's got an ear piercing. There's even one where he's, like, taking a drag from a cigar and winking seductively at the camera.
I smoke a lot of cigars naked. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're shirtless dangerous now. I feel like you do smoke cigars shirtless a lot.
Shirtless, yeah, but it feels dangerous for other reasons. Ashes are just flying everywhere.
Anyway, you can definitely tell that it was, like, this is, like, Colton's, like, I'm going to have fun. This is, like, a part of coming out. Like, I feel sexy and, like, secure in my own skin. So I'm going to, like, let it show.
You can go Google those pictures if you would like. Well, that's all the headlines we have for this week. It has been a really great season so far. We've really enjoyed breaking this down with all of you. So again, we hope you have an incredible, incredible week in front of you and enjoy the time. And before we go, we just want to give a quick little shout out to somebody that's been on the podcast multiple times. John Paul Jones introduces new girlfriend Katie to the scene. Congratulations to both of them. Another relationship is forming in Bachelor Nation. Well, hey, with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.